Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God, everybody. We thank God for this beautiful Sunday night. I tell you, it's just a beautiful night. Just goes to show you how powerful God is and how he make things beautiful and everything right in his sight. We're going to go into prayer today. We have 1 hour today on the show, but we know that it doesn't take God to do his work. It doesn't take long for God to do his work. Amen. Amen. He can do his work in the blink of an eye. But however you want to do it, I say, Lord, have your way. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for how you have allowed us to come before your people on today, God. These are your people, God. These are not my people, God. But I come to speak to your people, God, in spirit and in truth on today, to display your love to the broken heart, to the confused mind, and to the weak and feeble knees on tonight. Father God, I ask that you help me to decrease and you increase. And Father God, if this is your show, you have your way. Father God, say what you want to say and do how you want to do. I am your child. You are my king, Father God. We ask that you destroy every yoke of the enemy, that you lift up every burden that man has put on your people on today. Father God, that they will mount up and be the eagles that you say that they should be in these last in evil days. For we know that, Father God, without you, we cannot mount up with wings as the eagles. Some of our wings have been clipped by church hurt, by all types of hurt, by discouragement. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to let your Holy Spirit restore our wings on tonight, Father God. And that we will love you, Father God, with our whole mind. Father God, you require us to love you with our whole mind on tonight. Because you's a God that does a whole work. So you need the whole mind on tonight to transform the whole mind, body, soul, and spirit, so that we may be made perfect in your sight. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we touch and agree. And we release this word into the atmosphere that it may go out, but it may come back and accomplish what you say it shall do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be talking about corrected to be perfected by God. Corrected to be perfected by God. Amen. It's a very powerful topic. The Lord was dealing with me concerning this topic, that a lot of people, you know, they wanna jump the fence, but they don't wanna do what it takes to build up the fence. They don't want nobody to get them constructive criticism. They don't want nobody to tell them what thus says the Lord. It's just like a child that is trying to tell their parents what to do. And that is out of order. We have to know how to stay in our lane. We have so many people that are walking in other people's lane, trying to be the apostle of the house, trying to be the prophet of the house, trying to be the evangelist of the house, trying to be the pastor of the house, the elder, the bishop, the deacon. But they're walking out of order. They're walking against the will of God. Instead of they're walking with God, they're walking against God. So our scripture tonight, we're going to come from Hebrews. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And we're going to start at the 5th verse. No, let's go to the 6th verse. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, in the 6th verse. It says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chases, and scorn every son whom he receives." 7th verse of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. It says, "If," notice that word, if ye endure testing, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chases not?" And may God don't have no respect of person. The 8th verse. "But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons." The 9th verse. "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subject unto the Father of spirit and live?" The 10th verse. "And they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasures. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." Amen. I'm going to go back up to Hebrews the 12th chapter and the 6th verse. And you know, the Apostle Paul, he was really letting the church folks know that, you know, y'all not used to being corrected by the Holy Spirit. Y'all used to doing what y'all want to do and calling it God and saying what you want to say and calling it God. And you used to calling all the shots. Well, Paul letting them know, well, there's a new sheriff in town. And I'm here to correct you by the Spirit of God. And he was letting them know that you're not going to never mature. And you're not going to never be who God wants you to be until you start accepting correction. When God corrects us, he loves us. He's not picking on us. Some of us can be so touchy about every little thing. We can be so judgmental. We begin to sob and cry, oh, God, every time I turn around, this always happened to me, and this and that is always happening to me, and why me, God, and why me? Well, the Holy Spirit is here tonight to answer your why me, feeling sorry for me questions. Saints of God, it is important in these end times that we allow the Lord to perfect that which concerns us. If God cannot correct us in error, because that is a spirit of stronghold, that's the spirit of error, where you feel like you shouldn't be rebuked because of you graduated from this college or you went to this prestige or you came from a family of much wealth. Yeah, you feel like you shouldn't be corrected because of you make the honor roll in college, okay? You're the valedictorian. And some people, they have allowed their education to cause them to be lifted up in the spirit of pride. So God come to educate each and last every one of us tonight through his word, by his spirit. See, this is not a dead letter, because a dead letter make dead sense. But when the Spirit of God is in the letter, he opens up the scriptures and he brings revelation and deliverance so that we can be free for the ones that choose to be free. Many of us don't want to be free because we think that we don't have an issue with being rebellious and disobedient and stuff. But just as God rebuked me, he rebukes you. I'm not above nobody. I'm here to tell you what God is saying. I'm not here to add nothing to it. I'm not here to spook you out or creep you out. So the Apostle Paul was saying, for whom the Lord loveth, he chases. So that word chases, that word means to correct by punishment or reproof, to restrain, to correct, to reprove, to restrain, to subdue. I mean, what parent in their right mind want their kids to keep going down the wrong road? You send the kid to school to learn. These days, these children, they want to teach the teacher. They want to tell the teacher to sit down and let me get up there. It's so much of rebellion in the atmosphere. People don't want correction these days. They want to slip and slide. They want to dip and clip. They want to flip and milk. And I know when you come on the Lord's side, when you living for God, when you're coming on God's side, all that other stuff that you think that you can do and get by with it, God already said before it even started manifesting in you. If God would just let us just do what we want, say what we want, say how we feel, it's my thing, I'm going to do what I want to do, I'm 45 years old. My mama named Janice Bernice Williams Jackson. That's out of order. That's not the will of God. If God just let us just do and say what we want to say, that's not love. Yeah, it hurts when God chase you. It hurts when God whoop you. But if God don't chase us and he don't whoop us, he don't love us, then what God got to do, he got to go way back there in the Andalusian world and apologize to those people that he had them chasing for them getting out of order. And there is no respect of person with God. There is no respect of person with God. If parents don't discipline their kids properly, then that kid will bring shame to them and even grow up fighting them and just maybe possibly killing them. Spoiling them, giving them everything they want, every time they cry. Oh, come here, little junior. Here he is, here she is, 4 and 5 years old, still in diapers. Still got the pacifier in their mouth. The baby years done went and went past them. And you're crippling your child mentally, physically, spiritually. And God wants us to be developing our inner man. So without God chastising in us, we're not going to be made in perfection. We're not going to be able to go forth into the power of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost power. We're going to be undeveloped. That's why you see some people's spirits, it's tossed to and fro, and I'm talking about the church world. People's spirits are so wrecked up. And they say, oh, I was raised up in church and this and this and that and that. But when you look, you don't see the Spirit of God. You just see somebody that is a churchgoer, and they're just so unstable in their spirit. There's no foundation there. And that is not the Spirit of God, because God is stable. He's unmovable. He's unshakable. The prophet Hosea say that, you know, God said that his people is destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And so without the correction of God, spiritual correction, we won't be able to be that eagle that Isaiah, the 40th chapter, talks about. We won't be able to mount up with wings as an eagle and fly into different and new dimensions in the power of the Holy Ghost. We won't be able to see God see. We won't be able to hear like God wants us to hear. We won't be able to walk like God wants us to walk. We won't be able to give birth in the spirit realm because of we refuse God's order of correction. We're going to go over to Philippians, the first chapter in the sixth verse. That's Philippians, the first chapter in the sixth verse. And the Apostle Paul was saying, he said, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, he was preaching from experience. He was preaching from where God has brought him from. He was preaching from that avenue because he was the one that walked it out. He said, "For I am confident, there was no doubt, because he seen what God transformed him. He was riding high on his horse, and the Holy Spirit knocked him off." And Jesus began to say, "Paul, I am Saul, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted." So he was talking from that experience right there. He said, this very thing, in other words, look at me, that he who begun a good work in you, amen, it's God that started the good work. It wasn't your good looks. It wasn't your good figure. It's a good work because it's making you holy. It's developing us. It's nurturing us. It's feeding us. It's prospering us. Amen. God, work your good work in me. I say, work it, God. A good work in you. Who is you? You is many people. We're perfected. Unto the day of Jesus Christ, unto Jesus Christ's return, God will perfect that. Because you got to remember that God is coming back and he's looking for a church without spot, wrinkles, and blemishes. If you have a shirt, a white shirt, a shirt that is of a light color, if the shirt has spots in it and you're supposed to be going to a dinner or somewhere, you want to clean that shirt up before you actually go to the dinner. If you have wrinkles in the shirt, well, the shirt is all crinkled up, you need to put an iron to the shirt and iron that shirt out and press it real nice. Or blemishes, like blemishes be on people's skin and stuff. Spiritual blemishes. Sometimes they're hard to get out, but you have to use the right type of product to get it out. And so the Holy Spirit, he know how to take away the wrinkles that are in your spirit that is causing you to be stagnated and not elevated, but stuck. And this all comes from us not allowing God to correct us and perfect us. Oh, some of us don't want to be perfected because some of us love those blemishes. Some of us love those spots and wrinkles. We have become ace coon boom with them. We have become buddy roll with them. But how many of you know that when God returns, or we shall leave this earth before he returns, that we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? God can't lie. He's not a man that he should lie. And I'm here to encourage each person on tonight. Just as I'm here to encourage you, I'm encouraging myself. Are you confident on tonight? Paul said, "But I am confident that this very thing, this main thing," he's speaking to his inner spirit. He's speaking to his inner soul. He's speaking to the depths of his soul because the Apostle Paul, he know where the Lord had brought him from. You got to be confident. When you're lining up with the word, the Spirit of God will make you confident. You got people that have the wrong confidence. And the wrong confidence will produce the wrong type of fruits. Rebellion, envy, strife, hate, malice, And the list goes on and on. But when you have the right confidence, which is holy, that is the confidence that God put in you, because you are a living testimony. You can testify to how God corrected you and rebuked you through his love. And he allowed some things to happen so that you would never repeat that again. But there are some of us that like to try God, like to test God, just to see what he's going to do. And I want to clear the air. God never do eye for an eye, because he's holy. A railing for a railing. He's not an eye for an eye God. But I do know from past experience, from me being hard-headed, he got with me like he got with Jonah. He got with me. And he still gets with me. I mean, I used to ramble on. I used to go on and on and on and on until one day God spoke to my spirit. I was much younger in Christ. There's a lot of things I didn't understand. So the Spirit of God had me start studying the word on the spirit of rebuke. And a lot of things that I thought was wrong, it was not wrong. See, a lot of things that we think is wrong, and a lot of things that we say, that's not rebuke. Those people got issues. They're not led by God. God ain't speaking through them. Look how they talking to you all mean and stuff, rolling their eyes and all this other stuff. There are some people that are more emotional than others, but you have to look beyond that. I ain't talking about somebody being nasty and mean and stuff. That's another whole different spirit right there. But I'm talking about somebody that is standing eye to eye with you and telling you what God requires from you. Just like God requires from me, he requires it from you also. There's no little you and there's no big me in the kingdom of God. Nobody is better than nobody else. Oh man, I'm going to go back over to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse. And I just want to elaborate on that verse right there, because it just really has caught my spiritual eye. That's Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 6th verse. It says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scoreth every son whom he receiveth." And that word "score" means a whip or lash, especially for the inflictions of a punishment or torture. A person or thing that applies administrative punishment or severe criticism. A cause of afflictions of calamities. A whip or a lash. Spiritually talking. And it's just like when God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. And Jonah, he got beside himself. He wanted to go to Tarshish. How many of us, I'm guilty. God told us to go over there on Brown Street. And God said, don't go over there on Yellow Street. But I need you to go on Brown Street and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you say, you know what, God, I'm not going to preach to these people, because these people are hard here and they don't like to listen. So God said, you're not listening either, because you become self-righteous. You want to go over there on Yellow Street after I told you to stay on Brown Street. See, it's so easy for us to go ahead on and point something out that somebody else is doing or somebody else is saying. It's so easy for us to do that, because we have turned the light off of us and shining the light on them. And I'm talking about a self-righteous light. If we as God's people, we don't allow the Lord to correct us, God cannot perfect us. There's no way. He cannot. You cannot be great for God by not receiving the spirit of correction, which is the spirit of rebuke, reproof. How you going to cast out demons, huh? How are you going to have all power over the enemy if God can't correct you? The enemy got power over you because you won't receive what God is speaking to you. I send somebody to speak to you, you ain't never known them or you ain't never saw them. And a lot of time, half of us, we be in our flesh. Well, who they think they is? Then we'll get on the phone and we'll call somebody. Child, I went to this church, and let me tell you, this prophet gonna call me up to the front and told me that I had a big mouth and that I need to watch my mouth and I need to get delivered from talking so much and being in people's business. Well, if the shoe fit, put it on. And you could tell it's the truth because you done got on the phone with that person, your talking buddy, about nine of you on the line, like The View. Carrying on. These are the things that quenches the Spirit of God. These are the things that causes God to be angry with his people. When is chastisement released to us? Chastisement is released to us when we are rebellious. God is not bipolar. He just don't cause stuff to happen to you because he's God. That's of the devil. That's not God. Like some parents, they just mistreat their children. Hit them all upside the head, slap them all in the eyes, call them all types of names. That's not God. God don't operate like that. Just like you had a minister that is not of God's spirit, they constantly always picking on you for no reason. Every time you turn around, they got something negative to say. You tell them God called you to be a prophet or an evangelist, they'll say, you're not ready for that. God ain't called you to be that. I don't see that on you. And so that's why God have to come back with the spirit of correction to correct you and to show you I called you, I ordained you, I chose you before the foundation of the world. And then the seventh verse of Hebrew, the 12th chapter and the seventh verse, it says, if ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. Endure. To endure the chastising of God is show that you are a child of God. That's why the Apostle Paul said, God dealeth with you, us, we, as sons. Sons. So a son is somebody that has God's spirit. So God is his father. God is his daughter. If he said, my daughter, I'm dealing with you just as a father would deal with his daughter. So that means that you have God's spirit. So he can call you daughter. Because if you're not called daughter, no son, then you don't have the spirit of God. You have a bastard spirit. And it says, for what son is whom the father chases? Not. Amen. Any father in the natural see his children getting out alive. You don't take a stingy cord and try to beat the blood out the child. That's a demon spirit using you. That's child abuse. I don't care what the devil say. You don't beat them into a bloody puff. You discipline them according to the scriptures. You the rod can be many things. The rod of correction, come on. You don't take your fist and slap them in the face. Then they go to school with a bruise on their face. And the teacher asks them, who did that? And they say, you. Well, you the one open up the door for that. That's what they behind is made for. Yes, that's what they behind is made for. is to whoop them, but whoop them in love. Don't be whooping them like you hate them. Whooping the skin off of them. Breaking open they skin, causing them to bleed where they can't sit on their behind. That's not God. You whoop them properly, and you let them know why you're whooping them. I have been through child abuse as a child myself, and so God had to correct me on when he gave me my kids how to raise them through his spirit. You don't beat your child until you have broken a limb on their body. That is out of order. And then the seventh verse say of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, is that if ye endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with son. For what son is he whom the father chastises not? The eighth verse, but if ye be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. If you can't stand for people to tell you what thus says the Lord, or correct you about your sins, because when we all stand before God, whether we in the grave or whether we are alive here on this earth, God is going to just show us our wicked ways, that we didn't want no chastisement, we didn't want no directions from him, we didn't want no instructions from him. We just want him to say on the last day, well done, that good and faithful servant. Well, I want you to know tonight, the devil is a liar. It just ain't going to happen. I thank God for chastising me, and he still do. People think because they're an apostle or prophetess, prophet, so forth and so on, they think that they can just do and say what they want to say, talk to God's people any kind of way, squeeze them like the python snake of everything that they got, their money, their car, their kids, just squeezing them for everything they got. Even the crumbs on the table. And so the Spirit of God will come with the spirit of correction and say, hey, that's not my spirit. I'm not squeezing every penny out of you. I'm not squeezing your houses, your cars, your land out of you, causing you to feel drained and fatigued. There are some people that have gave these churches, the synagogues of Satan, all their values and everything, because they thought that it was God that told them to do that. But what God showed them, that after you have given man all of your substance, and when you have hit rock bottom, they won't even give you a half a piece of bread. That is the spirit of correction that will show you the truth. God will show you how to sow seeds into good ground. He'll show you, because when his spirit is there, that is good ground. But when his spirit is not there, that is bad ground. It's so easy to become rebellious in a minute. Because when God tells us not to sow into this place, then here come the enemy bringing the spirit of guilt. And I want to be transparent on this, because I have been through that. I have sowed into some ministries. It's been a while that I didn't even pray about. But before I sowed into them, it was a nudging in my stomach, like, no, that's the Holy Spirit. But I'm just thinking it's some gas or something. See how we can be in our flesh? So when I sold into them, guess what happened? When my income was a couple of thousand dollars a month, It dropped down to the hundreds, in the hundreds. And that's how you know that you have sold into bad ground. It's when a backlash comes. Repercussions, consequences. We have to just be careful, saints. We have to allow God to perfect us by the spirit of correction. That's the only way that we're going to be able to go where God wants us to go. Everything is not the devil. God will let us know when somebody is not operating in his spirit, that is not correcting us properly. The Bible said that God will lead us into all truth through the spirit of correction. God would lead us into all truth. I didn't say some truth, all truth. God would never, ever, ever hold the truth from us. But he knows when to reveal it to us. Now, don't go digging for a booger, because you might not just find a booger. You may find a snake that's ready to bite you. Let God reveal the truth to you. And he always revealed the truth from the what? From the seed that was planted. Seeds create roots. And the roots produce the fruits. The attachment that is connected to the tree. And the tree that is connected to the root. We all must be encouraged that when God rebukes us, he's not belittling us or degrading us. There are some people that are so carnal-minded. Everything that comes out of the man of God mouth or the woman of God mouth, they feel like, what? They talking to me. Well, if the shoe fit, wear it. That is a spirit. And then they like to always bother with the man of God or the woman of God after church. They always want to go in the office and talk. That is a spirit that is out of order. They want to challenge what was preached. And see, when they do that, they're dealing with an unclean spirit that is wrestling with the truth of God. Don't want to fess up. Don't want to say, God, yes, it's me. There are some people that you can catch right in the act. And you say, but I got a picture of you right here. And they'll say, that wasn't me. That was my brother or my twin sister. I'm Nene. Her name Titi. The devil is a whole lie. There are some people think that they can pull a fast one on God. God seen it before it manifested. When stuff manifests out of us, it is because God wants us to go into prayer about it. That is not like God's spirit. God wants us to see our heart. That's why King David began to say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Because David knows that he had some serious issues going on with him. He knew this. He wanted God to create the kingdom mind in him. We cannot create the kingdom mind in us. That's why we have to use all of our tools for prayer. Follow directions. Follow instructions. Accept correction. Quit saying, that's a person right there that do not want to look they mess in the face and call it a demon. Well, you know, this is the way I was raised, and that's just me, and that's just how it's going to be. And the spirit of rebellion. And some of them go a little bit farther with it. If you don't like it, don't call my house. And that's just it. I run this show. And that's why you're still stuck. That's why you're still undeveloped. That's why you get confused about who's talking to you in your mind. You don't know if it's God. You don't know if it's yourself or it's the enemy. That's why you untrained it in the spirit realm. God wants all of us to be teachable. We got to have a teachable spirit. Without a teachable spirit, we won't be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of the water. You know what you'll be like? You'll be like a spiritual thistle. When them things stick you, a spiritual thistle, a dried up fig tree. You got all this clergy, but you're still dead man bones on the inside because you won't take correction. You won't let God renew you, refresh you, revive you, restore you, reprove you, rebuke you. Because the enemy has put a burden on your back, a yoke on your neck. Make you feel like people always are picking on you. Whenever you go somewhere, people are always looking funny at you. If you in the grocery store, somebody's looking at you. One of the cashiers, every time you go in there, she's looking at you funny. And the lady, her mind is not even on you or the man. See, all of this comes from of God not being able to correct us. These insecurities, these are false insecurities. I can feel that spirit on the line tonight. I'm going to go on break and we getting ready to close out. Well, I'm coming back and I'm going to finish this up because God's a beloved. He called us beloved. That means dearly loved it. I wish above all things that you prosper. See, he wish above all things. He don't want nothing holding us down. That you prosper and that you be in good health. As your soul prosper. Reason why a lot of people are sick in their body is because they would not receive God's correction. They will not receive rebuke. They don't have a teachable spirit. They always want to teach. And they always want to tell you something. And show you something. And they want to try to do the age thing on you. Well, honey, I've been here for you. I'm 75 years old, honey. So now let me tell you. Well, that's when you have to go back. You have to rebuke them. Despise not my youth. That's what the words say. Don't be hating on me because I'm young. And because I love the Lord. Got me back, saints. I want y'all to know that I love you. And I must tell you what God is saying. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Oh. need to worship God with my whole heart. I have to give him everything that I had. Well, everything that I thought I had, because it's his anyway. So I thought it over, and I decided to give him my mind. Oh,
he said he got to give God the glory. He said, I got to give you everything of me. And the only way that that's going to happen is that we have to let God correct us. We have to. You cannot give God the glory. You cannot give God the praise walking in the spirit of rebellion. You cannot. It's just not going to work. We got so many people that are in the body of Christ. Yes. We have tares, and they've been around a long time, and they was developed through the fall of Adam. Ancient tares, T-A-R-E, they've been around a long time. Those are backslidden people. Those are people that are religious. I'm talking about church people. I'm not talking about sinners. Sinners is not trying to make like they're saved. They are showing you who they're serving. And the tares are people that do not want to receive correction from God. There are some that are pretending like they love God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind. But behind closed doors, they are a vicious wolf, a vicious bear. Always raising Cain. There is no bad attitudes where God lives. He lives in New Jerusalem. There is no bad attitudes there. So when you see bad attitudes in the body of Christ down here on this earth, just know that it's not God. Can't nobody bring God out of his character. See, when you got the right character, your character will sustain you and keep you and take you farther into a great place of spiritual wealth, and it will enrich you and empower you and develop you and keep developing you. And the spirit of endurance will rest upon you. But when people are untrained and undeveloped, they're just like the chaff. You blow that chaff, no weight to it, no stableness, no stability. They're just so unstable in their spirit. And that's not God's spirit. So we want to continue to be the sons and daughters of God. We want God's spirit to stay in us, so when he look at us, he said, that's my daughter right there. I see myself in her. But I'm still perfecting that which concerns her. Well, that's my son right there. I see myself in him. I'm perfecting that which concerns him because they are allowed me to. We need the seed. Come on, somebody say, we need the seed. Say it loud where the enemy can hear you. Say, we need the seed of correction for God's holy perfection. Well, everybody, I want y'all to know I love y'all on tonight. Remember, let God correct you. Amen. Stop resisting the power of the Holy Ghost. Putting your hands on your hip and letting your bite bone slip. Amen. Come on now, bend down before God and worship him in spirit and truth. Don't try to please your family. Don't try to please your so-called friends. Remember, when God says separate yourself from certain people, it's not because God hates those people. It's because those people are a danger to your destiny. Remember, put God first. He is the Alpha and the Omega. I mean, let God be through your whole day. He's the beginning. He's the end. Love on God and show God that you really, 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 really is concerned about your walk with him. Amen. And let God keep showing you things, because he'll take you into the depths of your soul, and he'll show you some things that if you got dentures, they'll drop out your mouth. And I want you to know that I love you on tonight. And remember, love God and love his people. God bless you all, and we'll be back soon. This is Apostle Delilah Gamble from End Times Deliverance Ministry, letting you know that you're not defeated unless you allow yourself to be defeated by being rebellious. God bless you. Good night.
Laying at your feet, all my broken.